Yes.
Mr. Farley will talk to Mr. Valenti, and Senator Humphrey is on 9-1.
I don't believe you ought to be quoting me on what I'm ready to do on these amendments. Just go on and tell what you all are doing.
Mr. President, that was not my quote, and I'm very sorry.
On all the tickers, though, and they're raising hell about it, and
well,
they're saying...
I just was asked in the Senate, and I said, now, the President of the United States...
Don't quote me unless you talk to me, unless you know I won't say it, because I can say it down here, and I've been saying it every press conference since I came in here, and they would like very, very much to say I weakened the bill, and I'm not going to... That's not my position. I'm against any amendments. Going to be against them right up till I sign them. Now, y'all can take whatever you want to with the advice of the Attorney General.
That's what I said here this morning. I said the President of the United States wants the House bill. And I said the President of the United States, our job in the Senate is to legislate. The President of the United States is not going to tell us what to do. And that he's a man, a reasonable man. And we will do what we are required to do here, and then the President will have to decide what he wants
to do. That's good. That's the thing to do, and that's the way to handle it.
There's one of these reporters last night came out after Dirksen had talked and said to me, well, now, will the President accept
it? They're trying to jockey us into that position, and we just must not be caught in it now.
I won't
say. I'm against any bill except the House bill, and the only bill that I'll sign is one that you and the Attorney General both recommend in writing I sign.
I understand that.
And let's don't get divided on it, because Russell says this morning that he thought there was some significance in Johnson's willingness to accept amendments. When the debate started 8 weeks ago, he said everyone was saying we had to take the House bill without change. And nobody has ever said that anybody has to take anything. We've just said we're going to pass a bill, and we favor the House bill.
I'll send over exactly what I said.
Tell that damn UPI to correct that impression they put.
I gave it to Bill Tice here just a few minutes ago and gave him the devil.
I just don't want the farmers and the rest of them coming in and saying this. I've changed my position because of hell.
I understand.
And you tell them, and you know they can do that mighty quick.
I know that.
Okay, partner.
Yes, sir.